Good morning. Welcome to Builders Briefing for June 4th, 2026. I'm Alex, joined as always by Sam. We've got a packed show today. Video generation is becoming a web primitive. Microsoft has a new coding model. There's a nasty VS Code vulnerability, and a whole lot more.
Yeah, today's one of those days where you can feel things shifting. Let's get into it.
So the big story, HeyGen just open sourced something called Hyperframes. The pitch is dead simple. You write HTML and CSS, and it renders directly to video. And the key thing is, it's designed for AI agents to use.
Okay, that's a big deal, because every LLM is already really good at generating HTML. So instead of wrestling with FFmpeg pipelines or specialized video APIs, your agent just writes markup and gets video out the other end.
Exactly. You treat video as a rendering target the same way you treat a browser. Your agent writes the markup. Hyperframes outputs frames. Pair it with any text-to-speech API, and you've got a complete programmatic video pipeline that agents can orchestrate end-to-end.
That's interesting, because it's following the same trajectory as PDFs, right? We stopped handcrafting those and started generating them from templates years ago. Video is just catching up. And the use cases are everywhere. Personalized onboarding videos, automated social clips, data viz recordings, product demos.
Right. And what's wild is there's also this project called Local Mini Drama that dropped. It's a fully offline tool that goes from story to storyboard to video, running locally. So you've got this convergence where video generation is becoming a build target from multiple directions at once.
If you're building content automation, marketing tools, educational platforms, I'd say integrate Hyperframes now. This pattern is going to be table stakes within 6 months. Link in the briefing for the repo.
All right, moving to AI and models. Two big drops to talk about. First, Microsoft released MAI-CODE-1-FLASH, a dedicated coding model. And then Google shipped Gemma 4 at 12 billion parameters, which is an encoder-free multimodal model.
The Microsoft one is interesting strategically. A coding-specific model from Microsoft, with their tight VS Code integration. You have to expect first-party IDE tooling coming fast. If you're building coding assistants, it's another strong option to benchmark against Claude and GPT for code tasks.
And Gemma 4.12b is notable because it handles text, images, and more without a separate encoder, and at 12 billion params, you can actually run it on consumer GPUs. If you need local multimodal inference without API costs, this is probably your new default to evaluate.
Oh, and there was that Stanford law study showing AI systems outperforming law professors on legal analysis tasks. For anyone in legal tech, that's your credentialing moment. Your sales team is going to want to cite that one.
Also worth flagging, Kappa.ai published how they index images for RAG, which is a real gap in most retrieval systems. If your docs have diagrams or screenshots that users ask about, there's a practical playbook there. Link in the briefing. Okay, let's talk security because there's a nasty one. A vulnerability was disclosed that lets attackers steal your GitHub tokens through VS Code with a single click.
A single click. And if your team uses VS Code, so basically everyone, this is a supply chain attack vector just waiting to be exploited at scale. Check the disclosure and, more importantly, audit your token scoping right now. Make sure everything is minimal privilege.
There's also a wild one. A researcher demonstrated injecting keystrokes into a PC by transmitting audio through speakers that triggers a specially crafted USB device. Basically bag USB without physically touching the machine.
That is terrifying. Air gap security assumptions just got a little weaker. Relevant if you're in physical security or IoT for sure.
And two more quick ones. Let's Encrypt published their post-quantum certificate roadmap. Not actionable today, but start testing PQ-ready TLS stacks if you're making long-term infrastructure decisions. And Cisco open-sourced DefenseClaw, a security governance framework specifically for agentic AI systems.
That Cisco one is actually really practical. If you're deploying agents in enterprise and the security team is pushing back, DefenseClaw gives you a compliance-friendly guardrails layer to point to. That's a real unblock.
Quick detour through DevTools. There's a new web-based workspace called Hermes Workspace for AI Agent Development, Chat, Terminal, Memory Inspector, Skills Panel, and a clever hack called NBD VRAM that lets you use your NVIDIA GPU's unused VRAM as Linux swap space.
The VRAM as swap thing is one of those beautiful hacks. If you're running local models and running out of system RAM, you can squeeze more headroom out of your GPU machine. Expect latency trade-offs, but for swap, that's usually fine. And Pluto for Julia hit 1.0 reactive notebooks with Julia's performance. Nice milestone.
All right, quick hits. Gmail's UX frustrations are driving users away. 830 points on Hacker News. So people have feelings about that. Meta is letting workers opt out of workplace tracking, but only for 30 minutes at a time, which is something.
30 minutes of privacy as a perk. That's bleak. Also love seeing HP re-release the classic HP-16C programmer's calculator. And Roku open-sourced their LT operating system, which could actually lower the barrier to custom streaming device development.
So here's today's takeaway. The pattern is unmistakable. Media generation is becoming a build target, not a specialty. Hyperframes turns video into HTML rendering. Local mini drama chains story to video locally. DaVinci Resolve 21 keeps raising the free tier floor.
If you're building agents or automation tools, add video and audio output to your roadmap now. The primitives just arrived. And separately, please go audit your GitHub token scopes this week. If your CI tokens have write access to everything, you're one click away from a very bad day.
That's Builder's Briefing for June 4th. Links to everything we talked about are in the briefing notes. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, keep building.
See you tomorrow, folks.